In Tuscumbia, Alabama, you'll find a homestead named Ivy Green. And if you don't know that name, you certainly know the little girl who grew up there. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. You perhaps are not familiar with a place called Ivy Green, but you most certainly have heard of a famous child who grew up there, Helen Keller.
Helen's grandfather built this home in 1820. He came from Virginia, and this originally was 640 acres.
Lynn Weaver shares the story of Helen Keller from the family home in Tuscumbia, Alabama. David Keller's son was Arthur, and his first wife died, leaving two sons. Arthur soon remarried, though, and the family grew larger here at Ivy Green.
And then later he married Kate Adams from Memphis, Tennessee. He and Kate had three children. Helen was their first. Kate's family descended from John Quincy Adams, our sixth president.
Helen was born in June of 1880.
She was perfectly healthy, very bright, learning to walk, learning to talk. And then at 19 months, she became very sick and ran a high fever. More modern doctors said it was probably scarlet fever, it could have been meningitis, but the high fever left her completely deaf and completely blind.
The family was devastated. In the late 1800s, it seemed no one could help the family and little Helen.
They took her to every doctor that they would learn about, no matter where. Always the same answer, there's nothing we can do. In the following years, Helen's behavior became quite terrible. She was a very frustrated child and, to be honest, spoiled. Everyone felt sorry for her. They did not know how to teach a blind and deaf child.
But the family was determined to find Helen some help. The story continues next time from Helen's hometown as we travel the countryside in Tuscumbia, Alabama. I'm Andrew McCray.